Hi, this is Andrea Day from TrafficLink, bringing you the latest information on the flight cancellations at about 20 past 10 on Tuesday. This is just information for Scotland, as there are a number of flights that are cancelled all over the UK. There is a separate audio boo for the UK flight disruptions. Starting off at Glasgow International, KLM have cancelled a number of flights. Eastern Airways flights have also been cancelled. Loganair flights have been cancelled until 1, British Airways until 2 o'clock, and EasyJet flights until 1 o'clock. Glasgow Prestwick Airport, Ryanair flights are all cancelled until 1 o'clock this afternoon. Edinburgh International have cancelled a number of KLM flights today. Eastern Airways flights have also been cancelled, and Loganair, EasyJet and Ryanair flights are all cancelled until 1 o'clock this afternoon, with British Airways cancelled until 2 o'clock. Now, there is the possibility that the high density ash cloud will remain over Scotland into the night, so a lot of these cancellations may extend later on than just lunchtime today. At Aberdeen Airport, KLM have cancelled a number of flights. Eastern Airways flights have all been cancelled. Loganair, Ryanair flights are all cancelled until 1 o'clock. British Airways until 2. All morning Flybe flights have been cancelled, and EasyJet have cancelled all their services until 1 o'clock. At Inverness, on Loganair, all flights have been cancelled until 1 o'clock, apart from the Inter Isles flights through to Orkney. British Airways have cancelled their flights until 2. All morning Flybe flights have been cancelled, and EasyJet flights are cancelled until 1 o'clock this afternoon. At Dundee, Kirkwall and Stornoway airports, again with Loganair and Flybe flights, they're all cancelled until 1 o'clock this afternoon, just with the exception of the Inter Isles flight to Orkney. That's the latest information at the moment, but listen to your local radio station to catch up with additional and new information as it comes in, which is all powered by TrafficLink, or you can check out the BBC Travel News website at bbc.co.uk/travelnews.